JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
We have made a commitment to the prosperity of Jamaicans, and we're going to do that through economic growth and job creation.
Significant gains were made in 2017 in the housing and BPO sectors, with more Jamaicans receiving employment and enjoying home ownership. The government, through the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, also facilitated increased investment, making it easier to do business in Jamaica. Stay tuned as we look back at the achievements in 2017. Jamaica has positioned itself as a major business process outsourcing BPO destination, attracting several significant players in the global industry. In September, Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground for a technology park that will have the largest BPO facility in the English-speaking Caribbean.
If Jamaica is going to continue to be viewed by companies as an ideal place to grow their operations, we must invest in building facilities that meet these companies' requirements before they win new accounts. And this is exactly what the Musson Group, Stanley Motor Limited, has done with 58 HWTE Tech Park, taking a calculated risk to prepare to meet the continuing growth in the sector.
Of the top 20 BPO companies in the world, approximately 9 of them have set up locations in the island. Ground was also broken for the construction of a $23 million, 150,000 square foot complex at the Portmore Informatics Park in St. Catherine by the Port Authority of Jamaica. The government also launched its gov.jm platform in August to act as a one-stop shop for government-related information and services. Gov.jm helps to reduce cost while improving efficiency.
What we are thinking of now with this portal is how do we bring the 200 websites and information platforms together in one portal. Bringing the information together forces the bureaucracy to start to look at its business processes and engineer them for efficiency.
Strategies to make Jamaica the place of choice to do business are taking shape. The same can be said of the mandate to make our island the place of choice to live. In February last year, Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground for the construction of a 1,500-unit housing scheme in Friendship St. James. Work is underway on the $7 billion scheme, dubbed the Estuary, being undertaken through a partnership between the National Housing Trust, NHT, and West Indies Home Contractors Limited. Mr. Holness also visited Mary's Field in Kitsentown, St. Catherine, to break ground for the construction of 37 residential units.
The objective of government is to make the quality of life of every single Jamaican better off. This kind of service lot development satisfies another category in the housing market. Those people who would want to acquire the service lot and build out their housing solution over time. We are looking not just to build the prepackaged solutions, but to give you solutions that match your income and your stage and your preference.
A total of 1,062 housing solutions are planned for St. Catherine alone by the end of 2018, with 253 already being developed at Eltham Farm and in the Hillshire region. Additionally, 168 serviced lots were delivered in St. Elizabeth through the Housing Agency of Jamaica. And in a bid to continue the streamlining of government services, Cabinet approved the merger of the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, and the National Land Agency. In 2017, the Bank of Jamaica implemented structural reforms aimed at supporting the government's target of 5% growth over the next 4 years. And the Planning Institute of Jamaica reported that gross domestic product, GDP, grew by an estimated 0.9% for the July to September 2017 quarter. In 2018, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, through its departments and agencies, will continue to build on the strong foundations established in 2017.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.